USA News. I'm Lance Pry. At least three souls died and more than a dozen were injured as severe weather ripped paths through Louisiana. A tornado touched down in New Orleans around 4 p.m. Wednesday local time, and more than 40 tornadoes were reported across the South in the past 2 days. Louisiana Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser on CNN.
The latest I got last night, there was about 50 people that couldn't go back. Their homes were completely destroyed. We're moving trailers to our state parks to try to house those people close to where they live.
The Federal Reserve continued its battle against inflation by raising its benchmark interest rate to the highest level in 15 years. The Federal Open Market Committee vowed to jump the overnight borrowing rate a half percentage point. The rate now sits at 4.25% to 4.5%. Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
Reducing inflation is likely to require a sustained period of below-trend growth and some softening of labor market conditions. Restoring price stability is essential to set the stage for achieving maximum employment and stable prices over the long run.
The Pulitzer Prize Board is being sued because of supporting the now-debunked Russia collusion narrative.
The former president filed a defamation suit against the Pulitzer Prize Board. This over the 2018 National Reporting Prize it gave to the New York Times and Washington Post. The papers were honored for coverage of the alleged collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia during the 2016 campaign. The suit was filed in court in Okeechobee County, Florida. I'm Richard Johnson.
20-year-old Jack Sweeney used publicly available flight tracking information to tweet every time Elon Musk's jet took off and landed. Elon Musk has blocked the Twitter account and says he is taking legal action against Jack and claims it put his son at risk after a stalker blocked his son's chauffeured car and climbed onto the hood. Musk announced people's real-time locations will be suspended on Twitter as it's a physical safety violation. This is USA News.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Ryan Salami, a top executive of FTX's Bahamas subsidiary, warned that country's securities authority days before the company filed for bankruptcy of customer fund transfers to Alameda Research, a cryptocurrency trading firm tied to FTX. Securities Commission Executive Director Christina Roll requested that the Financial Crimes Unit of the Royal Bahamas Police Force open an investigation into the subsidiary based on the warning of the FTX digital chairman. Lawmakers want a social media platform to have an age rating verification before being allowed to download the app.
Google and Apple are being asked to raise their age ratings for TikTok by Republican state leaders. 15 state attorneys general sent letters to the CEOs of both companies. Montana's attorney general saying the teen or 12 plus rating is too low because the app promotes drugs and alcohol use, glorifies eating disorders, and encourages illegal and dangerous challenges. I'm Tim Berg.
A Rasmussen poll of 1,000 registered voters this week reveals that more than two-thirds of the country would favor a full-throated investigation into the origins of the COVID-19 virus, along with the role Dr. Anthony Fauci might have played in the release of the coronavirus. According to the survey, 44% view Fauci on unfavorable terms. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. Ends 10/1. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.